to the US next on the trial of Sean Combs, the rapper known as Diddy, in its third day in New York. For decades, he was at the center of the hip-hop world, but he's now facing five felony charges: racketeering, conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. Yesterday, the key witness in the trial, singer and the ex-girlfriend of Combs, Cassie Ventura, took to the stand and gave evidence. She's due back in court today. Our reporter Sheila Nocton spoke to Martha Kellner, Sky's US correspondent, who's reporting from the trial in New York. She started by asking her what she heard at yesterday's trial.
The prosecution called their star witness Cassie Ventura. Cassie Ventura used to be a pop star, and she was in a relationship with Sean Diddy Combs for just over a decade. So the prosecution really relying on her to build a picture of Sean Combs as a sex trafficker and a racketeer. Those are the most serious charges that he's accused of, charges that he denies. So I think this was the moment that people had been so anticipating, seeing Cassie on the stand.
There was a bit of debate around Cassie's appearance and what the jury would or should see. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Cassie Ventura is 8.5 months pregnant, so heavily, heavily pregnant. In fact, a seasoned trial lawyer told me that she was the most heavily pregnant woman they can remember taking the stand in a criminal trial. And Sean Combs' defence lawyer had requested to the judge that Cassie be prevented from walking to the stand in front of the jury. He said they might be emotionally swayed by her condition in some way. That request was denied by the judge. So she did what every other witness almost always does, which is walk to the stand in front of the jury. That's exactly what she did.
What did she tell the court?
It was incredibly emotional, powerful testimony. She was slightly hesitant at times, but she described in graphic detail her long relationship with Sean Combs. She said within the first year of their relationship that he suggested these parties that have become known as freak-offs, these drug-fueled sex parties, where she says that he would force her to have sex with male prostitutes while he watched. And she talked about these lasting for days on end, taking drugs and drinking, having sex with a stranger. She said the longest one of these so-called freak-offs lasted for 4 days, she alleged, even more than that if you include the time that she says it took to recover from the drugs and the dehydration. And she said that Combs exerted control over almost every aspect of her life, from what she wore to who she spoke to. And she said that the threat of violence was ever present in their relationship. She described these violent arguments and physical abuse. She described having busted lips, black eyes and bruises all over her body. And at one point, the court was played what is now infamous footage, CCTV video, from inside a hotel corridor in an LA hotel, where Combs is seemingly attacking Cassie, dragging her along the corridor and kicking her. And she was asked, how many times did something like that happen? And she responded, too many times. So it was emotional at times. She was crying. She was wiping away tears. But generally, she held up pretty well, I think. And we're expecting the direct examination to continue. And then the cross-examination will begin, where Sean Combs' lawyers are given the opportunity to question Cassie Ventura on some of her testimony. I think that the defence team will want to take some time to really question her on some of the evidence that she's given about their relationship, given that she is so important to the prosecution's case. She really is the crux of their case.
And then finally, is it getting a lot of attention?
Yeah, it's getting a huge amount of attention. So the Daniel Patrick Moynihan Courthouse is in downtown Manhattan. And on the opposite side of the street to the courthouse, there is a big, long line of international media correspondents updating their audiences on every cough and spit of this trial. And I think the circus is ramped up by the fact that you have P. Diddy's family arriving every morning. So six of his seven children have been in court for the first 2 days of the testimony. His mum's been there too. And they make quite a public entrance. You know, they have this big black people carrier van that pulls up right outside court in full view of the media. And then they go inside, they leave for lunch, and then they get picked up at the end of the day. And so their arrival is very public. Cassie, on the other hand, came into court via a discreet entrance at the side of the court. Her husband, Alex Fine, was also in the court, and I believe her mum was there too.
That's Martha Kellner, Sky's US correspondent, speaking with our reporter, Sheena Nocton.